Scattered showers and some thunderstorms will be occurring across the Dakotas and Minnesota as we go forward through these next several days. And our temperatures, well, they won't be too bad for a while, but will turn warmer eventually. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures out there this afternoon will still be unseasonably cool across a big part of the region. A big area in northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota will be stuck in the upper 60s or even some lower to middle 60s in a few spots. We do expect that to be contrasting, though, with temperatures that will get into the 80s across central and southeastern parts of South Dakota. Tomorrow, we'll expect the high temperatures across the region to be mostly 70s and lower 80s throughout the region. And on Sunday, we'll see more of the same. But Monday and Tuesday will start to warm up, and we'll see 80s and even some 90-degree temperatures showing up. The hottest weather will be in South Dakota, maybe the southwest corner of Minnesota eventually on Tuesday. We will look for another cool front to pass across parts of the region on Wednesday into Thursday, and the temperatures will briefly come back into 70s and some 80s. So while the temperatures are so mild, we are also going to have opportunities for showers and thunderstorms to occur. Today, we expect precipitation to move very quickly across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, and the precipitation that results is not likely to be all that great, except possibly in the southeast part of South Dakota, where there may be some stronger thunderstorms, and some of those may work their way into southern Minnesota. A half to 1.5 inches of rain may occur in a couple of spots there, and we might even see some areas near Sioux Falls, South Dakota, come up with more than 2 inches. But it's not going to be representative of what will occur in the rest of our region. A trace to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of rain is most likely in other areas except interior northern Minnesota, where there may be some amounts that get up to an inch or slightly more. We will see other opportunities for rain showing up, though, as we move forward in time. The next wave of precipitation is expected into the region as we go from Saturday night into Sunday, but most of those are expected to be near the Missouri River initially. The precipitation will move on across the rest of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota as we go from Sunday night into Wednesday of next week, with a frequent occurrence of showers and storms at that point in time. The daily rainfall that comes with those will vary greatly. A quarter to 3/4 of an inch of rain is expected most often, but some 1 to 2 inch totals cannot be ruled out. And we will see coverage eventually 100% across the region. Now, once we get to the middle of next week, we should start to see a little less frequent, less significant rain, but it will still occur periodically. And we will also expect the temperatures to trend more notably warmer in the second half of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.